En 2023, la Fondation Maison des Sciences de l'Homme fête ses 60 ans. Dans ce cadre, un colloque international autour de l'œuvre de Immanuel Wallerstein et sur son impact, intitulé « Capitalisme, anticapitalisme et sciences sociales engagées à l'échelle globale », a eu lieu les 11 et 12 septembre 2023. Cet événement, organisé en partenariat avec la Fondation Calouste Gulbenkian, l'Association des Amis de la FMSH et l'Institut Universitaire de France, a pour objectif de dresser un bilan de ce parcours de plus d'un demi-siècle et d'en mettre en évidence l'actualité et la pertinence face aux défis, aux incertitudes et aux inconnus du présent et du futur. Le comité d'organisation de ces deux journées d'études a réuni Maurice Aymard, Étienne Balibar, Catherine Kokeri-Vidrovitch, Stéphane Dufoy, Yves-David Hugo, Martha Petrusevich, Beverly Jill Silver, Katharine Wallerstein et Catherine Vitold de Venden. Un moment d'introduction et 5 tables rondes constituent cette collection de podcasts. La table ronde numéro 5 s'intitule « Défis du présent, ressources humaines et ressources écologiques ». La modératrice est Judith Butler. Les intervenants et intervenantes sont Étienne Balibar, biopolitique, géopolitique, cosmopolitique. Catherine Vitold de Venden, les facteurs structurels des migrations internationales au XXIe siècle. Sud-Nord, Nord-Nord, Sud-Sud, Nord-Sud. Robert Boyer, les transformations des capitalismes contemporains. Croisée système de l'économie monde et approche de la régulation. Marie-Claire Kalos-Chops. Marie-Claire Kalos-Chops. Le système monde hanté par Marx et les disparus. Relire Wallerstein anti-nihiliste à partir de 3 notions. L'apartheid, Laurent Monnier. La multiplication du travail, du capital, de la guerre, Mesadra et Nelson. La cosmie, Arendt. Ruth Wilson Gilmore, par Zoom. Unthinking Racial Capitalism, Unthinking Despair.
Alors, bienvenue à notre dernière table ronde, Défis du présent, ressources humaines et ressources écologiques. Welcome everybody to the last roundtable, which will cover some of the topics that we've covered earlier, migration, ecology, but also bring in new perspectives, new material. And I'm just going to very briefly introduce someone who needs no introduction, but I'm going to actually read your biography. So I'm very pleased to have Judith Butler here, who has kindly agreed to moderate this last session. Judith is Distinguished Professor in the Graduate School at the University of California, Berkeley, where they have taught in critical theory and comparative literature. They are the author of many, many books, including the groundbreaking Gender Trouble, Feminism, and the Subversion of Identity, published in 1990, The Psychic Life of Power, Theories of Subjection, Precarious Life, Powers of Violence and Mourning, Frames of War, When is Life Grievable, and What World is This? A Pandemic Phenomenology, among many others. And you have a book that has just come out, I believe. Okay, well, we can mention it. Their books have been translated into more than 27 languages, and they have received 14 honorary degrees. Butler is active in several human rights organizations, having served on the board of the Center for Constitutional Rights in New York, and presently on the advisory board of Jewish Voices for Peace. They are in residence this year at the Centre Pompidou here in Paris. I hand it to you.
Merci bien. I would like to begin by thanking Catherine Wallerstein for the organization of this conference and for the labor it took to secure this space and to manage these invitations. I only met her father once on the occasion of his visit to Berkeley. And at that time, I was able to speak to a different kind of labor that Catherine had performed, namely the completion of her dissertation on literary modernism, subjectivity, and desire. That work was and remains an original and provocative scholarly work. So I'm here in part because I know and admire the work of Catherine, who was never for me primarily the daughter of Emmanuel or Mimi. Of course, she was and is. But she is also a writer, a defender of the humanities, one who has most recently helped to define and advance the public humanities and humanities centers as a vocation. She is always seeking to sustain and expand alliances, to produce the occasions for debate, such as this one. And in this way, but in her own way, she furthers her father's legacy of broadening global connections and alliances. So thank you, Catherine. Thank you for gathering us and for all the essential labor that you perform to keep us working together and with you. Okay, so this is the table ronde 5, Les filles du présent, recherche humaine et ressources écologiques.